It's hard to say Ozzie Davis without saying Ruby Dee. They've been married for 52 years and have distinguished themselves individually and as a couple in theater, television, and movies. For 6 decades, they've fought for equal justice and human rights and have made that struggle a central part of their careers. Here's Davis from a 1981 interview describing their philosophy of life.
We do feel that language is a social pleasure and a social necessity, and that art elevates the human experience, and that the most important aspects of any civilization would be that which is circumscribed or described by its poets, its painters, its dancers, and its lovers. The real name of the game is not in those areas in which we differ. That's like the twigs and the flowers and the leaves. It is the trunk of the tree going down to one common root that basically sustains us all.
On Sunday night, Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee will be honored by the Screen Actors Guild with its Life Achievement Award. I talked with them this week about their professional and personal lives.
We were one of the lucky ones where the thing that brought us together kept us together, the profession, being actors. We never got around to being competitors. And as a matter of fact, I never thought of myself as an actor in the beginning. I'm not sure I'm even an actor now. I was always conscious that I was a great writer who hadn't written yet. And Ruby was the actress, so we didn't really compete with each other. Do you think so, Miss D?
No, only as, you know, proximity is stimulating. It makes you want to keep walking, keep moving, you know.
And in an opposite direction?
You know, keep moving forward. We learned how to live together. We have to learn how to love in this world. And we sometimes, I've discovered that you might not find out for a very long time what you start out with. It's just a teaser. Love develops spirit. It's calming. It's another kind of life essence that you really arrive at. Love is an aspiration.
Ozzie said earlier that you never felt any jealousy in this partnership. I wonder if it worked the other way, whether each of you was driven by the partnership to experiment, to do bolder things, to go in different areas, you know, acting, directing, producing, composing, all those things.
I think so. I think I was stimulated and inspired greatly by Ruby's sense of adventurousness. But in all of the things that we did, you know, we sort of checked with each other to see that neither one of us flew off, alone, without a safe map as to how to get back. We were interested in not living a dull, conventional life, you know, but at the same time, we knew there were limits, and we knew there were certain boundaries that had to be maintained if we were going to be married and have children and be respectable people. So it required more than just the unbridled appetite to just do whatever comes along. You know, you had to choose something that made some kind of sense that you might want to experiment or try, and then talk about it first.
Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee will talk more tomorrow about their partnership and about the Life Achievement Award they'll receive Sunday night from the Screen Actors Guild.